Happy New Year to our Shimmy community. Our audience has grown worldwide, and I want to say hello to two new listeners from Pennsylvania, Sue and Caitlin. We also evidently have a listener in the great state of Alaska. Alaska, why don't you leave a message on our webpage at www.cishimmy.podomatic.com. Or even more fun would be to hear from you on our audio line. Tell us a bit about yourself. Our phone number for leaving audio messages is 206-339-7732. We love to get feedback, so give us a call and add to the Shimmy dialogue and community. Once again, 206-339-7732. 206-339-7732. We would love to hear from you guys, even the guys in the lower 48 states. We have survived the holidays and even managed to keep dancing a bit while dealing with hectic schedules. Taking stock in this new year, I think I am not the only one who is amazed at what I learned the past year. I feel as if I have definitely gained some stamina and even a bit of ease with some of the moves. So I feel as if my ability is catching up somewhat to my enthusiasm for belly dance. Now, I have been looking forward to having a conversation with this next Shimmy guest for a while, because Janine has an accomplished and interesting background in the arts. Because she is a performer, she brought with her a certain confidence and approach to learning a new art form, which I found interesting to observe and tried to emulate a bit for myself. We actually snagged Janine right off the street as she rode her bicycle by a group of us on our way to a class. Upon seeing our outfits, she skidded to a halt. She and we decided right then and there that what she needed to do was come dance. So, Janine, I mentioned that you have an extensive arts background. Would you please fill us in on your past endeavors and your current activities?
I'd be happy to do that, and I would I would like to say that whatever confidence I exuded was maybe based in being a performing artist, but certainly not in belly dancing, because I'm not in any way, shape, or form a trained dancer. But I am a pianist and a doctoral student and teacher of music, and so I have a great deal of respect for all of the performing arts, and I've always appreciate, I think dance is the full body expression of music, so it's always intrigued me. But I think that as we progress in our lives, we tend to specialize more and more and more in a particular area, and sometimes we are hesitant to go outside of that area of specialty. Even when something will interest us, I think that people can avoid taking on new challenges and tasks for fear of being such a complete beginner. So I think that this has been, this belly dance journey has been terrific and an interesting and a fun adventure for me. And I can thank you for that, because our...
You snagged you off the street. You did, literally,
which was great. So I think I've always been interested in world music, and I really like the belly dance music, and I have a certain understanding of rhythms.
But that's what I mean. I really think that when you and another woman, Elizabeth, who joined, who's also a performer, the way you even approached taking the class was much different than us. Not that you didn't giggle and laugh as much as us, but the kind of questions and your approach to learning the choreography and the moves, I mean, you could really see that you had a background, which was interesting, and I think it kind of raised all our levels to some degree. So that's talking about that is, you have a very busy schedule. You're a teacher of a what age group? High school, I believe?
Of elementary kids.
Elementary kids. And you're a doctoral student, and I know that you're swamped at times.
Oh, yeah.
But yet, somehow, it's become very important for you to try to make these classes. Can you explain why, or what has it given you?
Well, I've always been a fan and a practicer of physical fitness and activity, and usually things that can fit into my quite tight schedule.
Which is true, because she is an avid bike rider. We see her out and about, swimmer, sailor, general all-around beachy girl.
Go to the gym and, just sort of, you know, working out on my own. And I guess I was always intrigued by the idea of a class activity like yoga or Pilates, but just never wanted to join into something where I thought people were real experts at it, or I wouldn't be able to, you know, fit in the middle of a sequence. So yes, I guess
all the insecurities we all bring to these things.
But I guess, you know, the artistic element of belly dance combined with the natural movements, you know, it just created a big appeal, musical appeal, and plus the camaraderie and joie de vivre of this particular group, I think, enabled me to do that. You know, I think these classes, belly dance is now offered in very elite gyms in the city, and, you know, I think that I may not have had the guts to step into that atmosphere without, you know, I think that it was a special group of women of different ages, different ethnicities, who just had, you know, who may have had little in common other than this joined, you know, experience together. And you all seem to be having so much fun and wearing these awesome jingly outfits. So
yes.
I think that
Janine
gave me the
particularly loves her hip scarf. She's developed quite an attachment. You want to do a quick story on where you got that? Because this is our first, I think, world
of
purchase, right? Nobody else has something from so exotic. Why don't you fill them in quick?
Well, I happen to mention I have my friend Raj, who is a very close friend, and he's a native of Mumbai, Bombay, India.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say, where's Mumbai? hello to everyone
Bombay,
from India.
Right. and he lived for a number of years in Dubai and travels around the world a lot. So he's a wonderful friend and generous person. And I happen to mention he got a big kick out of the fact that I was taking up belly dancing, and his sister still lives in Dubai. So on a recent trip, unrequested by me, he brought back beautiful belly dance scarves. So I thought, wow, this is really, you know, this is coming from part of the heartland of belly dance. So I got a special kick out of that.
How it opens your life up in a lot of ways, just even in what you're doing, and now to have this great purchase from, or a souvenir, whatever you call it, love offering from your friend, you know, that contributed to your life. Janine does particularly like to jingle, as do we all.
Well, you know, you have to get down the moves. The bit more you can shimmy, the more you can jingle. It's much more gratifying to shimmy when you can jingle, too.
It's true. That's true. All right. Well, thank you very much, Janine, for joining our shimmy community and for contributing to our podcast. And with that, we'll sign off and say shimmy on.